Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbontoni. It's International Singles Day. It's been decades since either of us was single.
I'm Tony Kornheiser. Shh, you'll ruin my Tinder. I'm betting that's funny, but I don't know why it's funny. You know, because I don't
know
really
what
Tinder is.
I have some basic understanding
about it, but I'm not actually on it.
I know.
If I'm not on the Facebook and I'm not on the Hulu, I'm not going to be on the Tinder. I'm just not going to be. Welcome to PTI, kids. In today's episode, Cam Newton is back in Carolina. The Lakers and Warriors both win again, and TCU interviews Deion Sanders. But we begin today with the news that Odell Beckham Jr. is signing with the Los Angeles Rams. Beckham Jr. joins a deep stable of wide receivers on the number one offense in yards in the NFL. And this move comes just 10 days after the Rams traded for all-pro linebacker Von Miller. Wilbon, do you like the fit of Odell Beckham Jr. on the Rams?
I have no idea. I know it will be overstated because everything with Odell Beckham is overstated, including his past career, where he has a lot of highlight catches. You make fun, usually, of people in other sports who are always in the highlights primarily, but they don't impact the game. He just left a place where they had a pretty good quarterback, maybe not as good a quarterback as the Rams do, but a pretty good quarterback, enough to be in every commercial you see every day in the NFL season. But he couldn't even stay there, couldn't work with that quarterback. So how effective do I know he's going to be with the Rams? I don't know. It's a great fantasy football move. Fantasy people are fainting away in the streets, even here in New York City. But I don't know how effective he's going to be, and I'm sure it'll be overstated.
Yeah, well, I'm going to try and not overstate it. I'm going to point out that what he goes to with the Rams is a team that doesn't run a lot at all. They pass almost all the time. He's a weapon in a passing game. Takes some pressure off Cooper Kupp, you know, and gives them receivers where you sort of marvel at those receivers. It recreates for me what Tampa Bay did last year. They brought in three main guys. They brought in Tom Brady. They brought in Rob Gronkowski. They brought in Antonio Brown. Worked out, they won a Super Bowl. They also had Godwin, they had Evans. They had a pretty good team. Rams went to the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, had a pretty good team, brought in Stafford, brought in Miller, brought in Beckham. To your point, is he toxic? You know, this was the question about Antonio Brown last year. He had been in previous places. It seemed to work out with Tampa Bay. This was about T.O. for years. Is he toxic? Some places he was, some places he wasn't. It's a very interesting move, and it shows that the Rams, we thought they were going for it with Von Miller. They're going for it even more with this guy, it would seem.
True, but going for it doesn't mean you'll get it. And the people you talked about, Tampa Bay, they had been in Super Bowls, a couple of those guys. They had won Super Bowls.
Yep.
The quarterback, the Golden Boy, and Gronkowski. That's not the case.
Sure.
Beckham, Super Bowls, last I checked, none. I mean, not one.
Zero.
Cooper Kupp, one, none. Quarterback, finished mostly in last place in Detroit all his career.
Nope.
Super Bowl, zero. So it's a great fantasy football move. But let's see. You know, let's see how this is good. It is fascinating, Tony. I agree with you, and I know this is your team, and you should be even more excited. But it's fantasy football. They got to play it on real grass coming up starting Sunday.
We'll stay with football, and we'll move now to the news that Cam Newton is going back to Carolina. The Panthers signed him today. Newton is the best player the Panthers ever had. He led them to the Super Bowl. They were 15-1 that year, and Newton was the league MVP, and that feels like many, many years ago. Last year's Cam Newton in New England was not much. Wilbon, do you think the second act of Carolina and Cam will be successful?
Not really, Tony. I mean, I'm not brimming with confidence. I mean, all these acquisition of names. I mean, that's what we've got in these first two stories, right? We got an acquisition of names. And at least when Cam Newton was at his best, he was great. He was great in the team context, not fantasy football context. He could lead you to something. But what I saw last year and even a couple of years before that when he was in Carolina, physically, Tony, he's been hit so many times. There's so much wear and tear, even if the number of years isn't all that great yet. He's not too old. He may be too worn out. So I don't know. They got a running back who can't stay on the field. He's another fantasy player. Everybody wants him for fantasy. He's not out there. So you got to show me some teams and some players where they're less famous and more productive. I wish Cam all the... I hope it works. It'll be fun to watch. Am I betting on that? No, I'm not.
Yeah, so I don't know that they had much of a choice. Their starting quarterback fractured his shoulder. He's out. Their reserve guy, I thought, was P.J. Tucker, and I wondered how he got out of the NBA. Then I found out he was P.J. Walker, and yeah. I had it wrong. Here's what I think can happen. Cam Newton doesn't throw the ball very well at all anymore.
No.
But Cam Newton, and I'm, you know, I can't get the vision of Auburn out of my mind or the vision of Carolina when he was great out of my mind. But he had 12 rushing touchdowns last year. You mentioned, without mentioning his name, Christian McCaffrey, who's had trouble staying on the field. But what if they could run just a couple of little flare passes and run the ball a lot and control the game and win 20-14? I don't know if that's possible, but I think this is a sweet story, Mike, in this regard, okay? I thought he was out of the league, Cam Newton. I thought the next time we'd see him was modeling hats in Fashion Week. So I'm glad he's back. I hope it works. It's not a very good team. And next week, not this week, they get to play Washington. He gets to play against Ron Rivera, who was his old coach, and very specifically did not want him in Washington. So,
Tony, I don't find anything objectionable or even questionable about the move of bringing him in. Hey, it's great. Right. Bring him in. Now, we go to the real question. Is it going to work? And again, we'll get to see that. But he and McCaffrey, Tone, I'm not diminishing. I'm trying to diminish the nature of their injuries. These guys have been hit a lot hard.
Yeah.
And you better be on the field before you could even win 2014 with a running game. They both got to be out there. Deion Sanders, speaking of a guy who was always out there, is in only his second season as head coach at Jackson State, but might not be there for long. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram reports Sanders interviewed for the opening at TCU Monday and quoted an unnamed source as saying, quote, I'm not saying he's the leading candidate at this point, but he's in the mix. He was impressive. Close quote. Tony, would Texas Christian hiring Deion as head coach feel smart or risky?
It feels smart and risky.
It does.
I love Deion Sanders, as you well know. I love Deion Sanders. I don't know much about him as a coach. Mostly what I know about him lately is he's in that commercial with the duck and with Nick
and Saban.
And Nick Saban refers to him as Coach Prime, which is actually pretty cool. Let me give the dilemma of TCU at the moment. They just effectively fired the greatest coach they had in the last 60 years, and they look
Patterson.
Stupid. Yeah. Deion Sanders can change that in a New York minute. Deion Sanders can get into the living room of any high school football player in the country because those parents know who Deion Sanders is. They know prime time. So to me, they're 8-1 at Jackson State. How bad can you be as a coach if you're 8-1? If he can coach a little bit, Mike, he could be a terrific hire because of the access he brings.
Tony, I'm not going to disagree with any of that because I agree. You know, we both love Deion. You had more history with Deion when he was in Washington and other stops than I did. But I love Deion. I'd like for him to have this opportunity if it's out there. I'm rooting against TCU. I want them, even though they're a purple team, to lose every game for the arrogance, the high-handedness of firing Patterson, who was only the greatest coach they ever had. So, but let me just say this, Tone. We speak of the word culture, and it becomes a word that hides some things, you know, and represents some others that aren't always good. I think if they take, first of all, I think it's smart and risky, yes. But I just wonder, like, do the people, I'm talking about the boosters, the people at TCU, do they want Deion? Are they going to treat Deion with the respect they would of any coach hired otherwise by the administration and the boosters at TCU? I don't know that. There's a whole lot to factor in when you're coaching football in Texas. All right? And so
let me say,
I got to know more about that.
Let me go to this point. There's two things you have to do to be a successful football coach right now. You got to recruit high school athletes, which Deion can do in Texas because he played for the Dallas Cowboys. And then you got to recruit the transfer portal. You got to recruit other coaches' players. And I'll just say to you that nobody in America who plays football won't take a call from Deion Sanders. And there's no kid in America who looks at Deion Sanders and doesn't say the following sentence. That guy can help me with name, image, and likeness money. I think, as I said, if he can coach, it could be great. We move now to two surprising contenders in the NBA, the Bulls and the Wizards. They both won last night, and they lead their respective divisions. They're both 8-3. Nobody else in the East is as good so far. Wilvon, which team is more likely to contend?
Well, Tony, this comes at a time where there's a temporary setback. It could be, who knows, 4 days. It could be 10 days for my Bulls with Vucevic, the acquired center from Orlando late last season, who's an all-star, at least a two-time all-star, being out for testing positive for COVID, we've learned this afternoon. So that's so temporary, you wouldn't think it would matter over the long haul. I told you this summer, I love what the Wizards did in building that roster, the roster they've got, which is too deep at every position. Love what they've done. The Bulls did something similar, maybe a couple of more dynamic players. I don't know. I think what the Bulls, what I've seen so far, Tony, with Zach LaVine and with DeMar DeRozan, two stars that a lot of people didn't project could play well together. But they're in such different spaces on the floor, and they seem to love to play with one another, and they are all-stars and Olympians. I think the Bulls, but I'm not going to discount the Wizards. I told you how good they would be. You were preparing for that 9-20 column you're never going to get to now.
No, you're 100% right. Look, I look at the East, and I look at the Bucks, and I look at the Nets, and I look at the Sixers, and I look at the Heat. And so I don't look at the Bulls or the Wizards as contenders. But last year, the Knicks popped up and the Hawks popped up. So this can happen. 8-3 is an impressive start wherever you're playing. The Wizards, they're always 9-20. They're not going to be 9-20 this year. It's a completely remade team. Bradley Beal goes back more than 3 years. Nobody else goes back more than two on that entire team. And they are mostly role players. But they seem to appreciate the roles that they play. They don't burn to be stars. They seem to be receptive to coaching. And I'm rooting for Wes Unseld Jr. as a good coach. So I saw them last night come back on the road against Cleveland and win a game when Bradley Beal was suffering emotionally because he lost his grandmother. You know, and he didn't really do much. So I'm with them to some degree. I don't know about the long haul. And I'm surprised, Mike. They're better without Russell Westbrook, and I didn't think they would be, and they're way better than when they had John Wall, who's looking for a career at the moment. Let's take a break.
Shout out to Tommy Shepard for putting that roster together in New York.
He did.
People were on him.
Who's looking better in the beef?
He did a hell of a job.
Who's looking better in the beef between Brian Burns and Mac Jones?
The Warriors are a league best 10-1, but are the Lakers a better bet over the full season? Shaq and Charles told
the Wizards
us
are better than
the Bulls are going to be good. They told us. I mean, Charles is on this show. And he said he was going to make my heart flutter.
Yeah, but you said the Wizards would be good. You said Charles was wrong because the Wizards would be good.
No. You can pick more. It was an open-ended. What teams do you think will surprise? Both of them.
Pardon the interruption is presented by Crown Royal. Take a water break. Stay hydrated. Stay royal. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Crown Royal, part of Happy Hour.
It's time for Toss Up. Two men enter, one man leaves, finishes the show. realized we played this game yesterday too and wonders whether the producers are really pushing themselves. What's first?
Toss up, better long-term bet this season, the Lakers or the Warriors?
The Warriors are 10-1 right now. That's the best record in basketball. Steph Curry right now is the best player in basketball. Klay Thompson and James Wiseman not playing right now. Warriors are going to get better. Lakers will get better too because LeBron will come back. But I don't know if LeBron can play with Russell Westbrook. I'm not sure about that. I am sure that Klay Thompson can play with Steph Curry. So if you're asking me what I'm looking at down the road, I'm going to take, in this particular case, the Warriors.
That surprises me a little bit because I know how impressed you were last year when Russell Westbrook, after a similar kind of slow start, we didn't know if he could play with Bradley Beal, and they finished with that bull rush, and it was pretty impressive, Tony. And I'm sort of waiting on that, and we think that Russ and LeBron can play together, but we know Steph and Klay can play together. Tony,
that's right.
Last night was a hint when the Lakers played the way they did without LeBron and beat Miami, but going back to the main point you made, they still weren't together, LeBron and Russ. They won that game last night without LeBron. So who has the ball? How do they share it? How long does that take? And therefore, I'm taking the Warriors too. They look so good. And how about Gary Payton II? He can look at his old man and say, shove it, old man. I can do some stuff you didn't even do, even though his father is one of the all-time
down
greats
the road,
of the Hall of Famer.
Down the road in the playoffs, when they have off days, the Lakers' age may not hurt. But I'm going to take the Warriors right now. What's next?
Toss up, who's looking better in their beef, Brian Burns or Mac Jones?
And I want to consult my notes on this. Brian Burns is calling for people to target Mac Jones. The exact quote is,
"Bounty,
I wish all my fellow DN brothers happy hunting." That's a direct threat. Roger Goodell ought to say, what are you talking about? That's not good. Mac Jones is not publicly talking about grabbing his ankle and twisting it anymore. He's basically saying what they always say in New England, which is it's on to Cincinnati. If I were Mac Jones, I would be worried about this targeting, and I might publicly apologize to Burns and try to negotiate a peace treaty so I can get through the season.
Tony, I understand what you're saying, but I'm going to disagree with you in this way. While they don't talk about it, maybe you're taking more offense at talking about it, the optics of it, defensive players live to target quarterbacks every day of their lives. When they start playing defense, when they're 11 or 12 years old, kill the quarterback is still the name of football. They don't use it anymore. You know, you can't have highlights of people knocking out quarterbacks, which happened in the NFL from, let's see, 1919 to like 2010. And all of a sudden in the last 12 years or so, you can't do it. But I don't think it looks so bad for a defensive player to say, let's kill the quarterback, because that's their intent anyway.
That's it. Let's take one last break, but still to come, is there any chance the Dolphins upset the Ravens tonight? No.
And after a promising start, are the New York Knickerbockers coming apart? Oh, Tony and Stephen A., what will they do?
I didn't know there was a Thursday night game. I guess I forgot it was Thursday, and it's not a sexy game.
There's always a Thursday.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Crown Royal. Take a water break. Stay hydrated. Stay royal. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 38th birthday a day early, Charlie Morton. Morton was the game one starter for the Atlanta Braves in the recent World Series. Things were going pretty well until the bottom of the second inning when Yuli Gurriel slammed a comebacker off Morton's leg, breaking the fibula. Somehow Morton continued to pitch and got three more outs over parts of two innings before leaving after two and a third. Morton has been in the World Series three times in the last 5 years with the Astros, Rays, and Braves, and won two of them. For his first nine seasons with the Braves, Pirates, and Phillies, Morton was a nondescript pitcher with a 46-71 record and a 4.54 ERA. Lightning struck in Houston, where he was 29-10 in 2 years. From the age of 33 on, Morton has been stunning. Since 2017, Morton is 61-24 with a 3.34 ERA.
Tony, is baseball the last sport where people actively believe in late bloomers? Because in the other sports, seems like basketball, football, tennis, golf, if you're not there by the time you're like 21, they give up on you. Baseball seems a little different, right?
Yeah, they give you a little more time. I think they do. Happy anniversary, Roger Clemens and Pedro Martinez. On this day, 24 years ago, they won Cy Youngs for the Canadian franchises, Toronto and Montreal. The oddity is that both pitchers are far better known for their work in Boston. Clemens left the Red Sox in anger over not being offered the contract he wanted. He went to Toronto, same division, and in 2 years went 41-13 with a 2.33 ERA and won two Cys. From there, Clemens went to the Yankees and to Houston, where he won one Cy in each place for seven altogether. Clemens was 354-184 overall, and he can't get a sniff of the hole. Martinez won his Cy in Montreal with a 1.90 ERA and 13 complete games. Then he went to Boston, where he was 117-37 and picked up two more Cys. His winning percentage is even higher than Clemens. Pedro's 219-100.
And you know what else Pedro is, Tony? He is great to listen to, talk about, analyze postseason baseball. Fabulous to listen to Pedro. I'm glad he's still front and center, and we get to enjoy him in this new role.
Happy trails to an eighth straight game for the Pelicans. New Orleans lost last night at home to Oklahoma City. They're now 1-11, the worst record in the NBA. We're sitting here talking about the Warriors being 10-1. New Orleans is already 10 games behind the Warriors, and they've only played 12. Zion Williamson hasn't played all season. Brandon Ingram has missed the last six games. But even in an 82-game season, sometimes a dreadful start dooms a team. David Griffin couldn't wait to fire Alvin Gentry for not making the playoffs. Then Stan Van Gundy didn't make them either, and Griffin fired him. Now Willie Green is watching his team get five different technical fouls in the second quarter last night and saying things like, quote, "We just didn't have guys who compete hard enough for me. I can't have that," unquote.
Tony, they may have Zion, and they got Brandon Ingram, another all-star caliber player, and they seem to have no chance right now. No shot. And we don't even know how much longer Zion's going to be out. I feel for my man, Griff. I do. Ugh.
Big finish quickly. Tibbs benched his entire starting five in a loss to the Bucks last night. Did you like the move?
The reserves came back from down 22 to tie the game. Yes, I did like the move. Actually, it almost worked. Cowboys sack co-leader Randy Gregory is going to miss multiple weeks with a calf strain. Is that a big deal?
Yeah, sack leader. UConn hired the young Jim Morris, its new football coach. Good move?
As you know, Tony, he's been everywhere. Big-time college programs, the NFL. I think it is a good move. Thursday night football, Ravens and Dolphins. Now that you know about it, are you smelling upset?
No, I'm not. The 8.5 is attractive, but not the win. Last one, college football tonight, North Carolina, number 21 pick. You're smelling another Tar Heels upset.
That pick quarterback is pretty good, Tony. I'm going to take them to beat the Heels.
Out of time. Try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. Quick shout-out to Coach Doug Dormu, the leading prospect U, which includes a certain kid who lives in my house, to a tournament championship. Hell of a teacher and coach. And now, here's SportsCenter.
Veterans Day.